Nat Morris was told to talk to him. This is the leader of the band. And Fagenson liked to have fun with people interviewing him because he could spew paragraphs of gobbledygook and make it sound as if he was actually saying something. Nat Morris, the host of the scene, came up to him and he was laughing at us and he was being condescending. And he said words to the effect, this doesn't even sound like music to me, it sounds like a bunch of loud noise. And Fagenson, it's not possible to top him in an exchange. So he started coming back at Nat Morris as only Fagenson can. And Nat was getting upset because Fagenson was making him look ridiculous on live television. And finally, Fagenson had enough of this guy. I don't know if this was thought out in advance by him and Jack Tan or if this was spontaneous, but he grabbed the microphone out of Nat Morris's hand and said, "Hello, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Traitors Dance Show, and we have our guest today, Mr. Nat Morris, who seems to be generally clueless." Nat came at him, so he ran around behind me, and once again, the band was mine. We were all friends. We hung out together. We drank beers together and that sort of stuff. We didn't hang out with him and Jack. This is like some stranger that I let sing in front of my band at that point. We hadn't known him that long. He ran behind me and Nat came at him to get the microphone. I'm in the way and he pushed me. He laid hands on me and I'm a pretty smart guy. I know that this constitutes battery. He laid hands on me and quite a strong manner. He pushed me and I almost fell over. So I thought, this is a freebie, and I was angry. Not really angry, but I didn't think I should be pushed. I'm only responsible for my actions. I'm not responsible for this guy grabbing his mic or running behind me. I had nothing to do with it. And I went at him, and he's just laughing at me. He's still trying to get around and get at Fagenson, and he's laughing at me. And I hit him right in the stomach. Boom.